Call to order the council meeting for May 27th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
Prayer.
Can we have roll call?
Vice President Brown.
Here.
President Chapman.
I think he is out of town.
Yeah, I know I talked to him, but somebody, thank you. Ms. Morris. Ms. Rose.
Here.
Mr. Salters.
Here.
Sebring.
Here.
Okay. Adoption of the agenda.
Motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Question?
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Ms. Morris? Ms. Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yeah.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay. Need a motion to approve the minutes of the May 12th meeting.
Second.
Motion by Councilwoman Rose, second by Councilman Sebring to approve the May 12th minute.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Ms. Morris? Ms. Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Approved by a vote of 5-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Well, as I think everybody knows, we've lost a longtime council member in Mr. Clark. He's going to be missed. He was a colorful, articulate person, wondered what he was going to do next, and that will be missed. But we do have a new member, Ashley Morris. She replaced TJ Brink, and we welcome Ashley, and maybe you can take over some of Pat's demeanor, Councilman Clark's, and his
I'm not quite sure what you're talking about, but
okay.
I'm sure he was very pleasant. And,
oh, he was.
And I'll be very pleasant.
Yes, he was. He was definitely different, but you'll do fine. Welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else? Not. We'll move on to committee reports.
For intergovernmental and community cooperation, Councilman Brown and I discussed we're going to wait till the appointment of the spot for Councilman Clark, and once that takes place, then we will have a meeting to discuss more of the ad issues on governmental spaces and vehicles.
Any other committee reports? Not, we'll move on to report of city officers. Being none, we'll move on to old business. First is Ordinance 11. 2014 Economic Development Plan of RDC.
Still tabled.
Okay. Next is Ordinance 14, 2014, $24,500 additional appropriation from Riverboat Fund for Animal Welfare. First reading was on May 12th.
And there was a public hearing before tonight's meeting on both Ordinance 14 and 15. There was no one here to speak for or against. I'll make a motion that we pass on second reading Ordinance 14, 2014.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Brown, second by Councilman Sebring for second reading of Ordinance 14, 2014.
Ordinance 14, 2014, additional appropriation ordinance containing One, two, and three, Riverboat Fund to the Vincent Animal Welfare Department for a vehicle, $24,500.
Any discussion?
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Ms. Morris? Ms. Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, second reading of Ordinance 14, 2014 passes by a vote of 5-0.
Make a motion to on third reading for ordinance 14-2014.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Brown, second by Councilman Sebring for to have third reading of ordinance 14-2014.
Ordinance 14-2014, an additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1, 2, and 3, $24,500 for Animal Welfare Department.
Justin? Okay. Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 14-2014 passes by a vote of 5-0. Next up is ordinance 15-2014, $6,160.52, additional appropriation from EDIT for BLA. First reading was May the 12th.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Brown, second by Councilman Sebring to have second reading of ordinance 15-2014.
Ordinance 15-2014, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1, 2, and 3 for $6,100 transfer EDIT to BLA, second Ed Black project.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 15-2014 passes by a vote of 5-0.
Like to make a motion for passage on third reading, ordinance 15-2014.
Motion by Councilman Brown, second by Councilwoman Rose to have third and final reading of ordinance 15-2014.
Ordinance 15-2014, an additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1, 2, and 3, $6,160.52 from EDIT to BLA for second.
Any discussion?
And there was also a public hearing on ordinance 15-2014 prior to tonight's meeting, and there was no one to speak for or against.
If there be no discussion, I'll call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Ms. Morris? Ms.
Yes.
Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Move on to new business. The third and final reading of ordinance 15-2014 passes by a vote of 5. New business, Wabash River Heritage Corridor Commission member Rama Sabane, WRHCC Grant Cycle and River Road Sign Project.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Here to tell you guys a little bit about the Wabash River Heritage Corridor. I think this is the first time some of you might be hearing about it, and to let you know about the grant cycle that's opening up this year. The Heritage Corridor Commission is comprised of one representative from each of the 19 counties that border the Wabash River. It is funded by oil and gas royalties from any mining done underneath the riverbed. So that money goes to the state and it's then given to the commission. And the commission's purpose is to promote and preserve the Wabash River and the area along it. So to do that, every 2 years, we open up a grant cycle and invite applicants to submit projects that would range from either improving public access or maybe installing pieces of art, things like that. So I'm just kind of doing my due diligence and appearing before you guys and letting you know that the grant cycle is opening up this year. There is a document here. I have sent this to the clerk treasurer's office, so they should have it in digital form that lays out the criteria for this year's grant cycle. So if you want, take a spin through it and pass it along to anyone you think might be interested in submitting an application. It has been a while since any money from the Heritage Corridor Commission was awarded to Knox County, so I would like to see an application go forward. The City Parks Department has been a recipient of that money at some point, as has the county parks. I'm not sure what at Kimmel Park exactly what the project was, but I know it was at Kimmel, and some of our cabins at Wabash Trails were paid for by Heritage Corridor Commission money. So it would be nice to see another project awarded down here. If you have any questions about this, you can get in touch with me. If I cannot answer them, I will get in touch with who can and pass it back to you. The grants are open not only to government entities, but to nonprofits as well. So if you know of any nonprofits that actually border the river, they can apply for it as well. Are there any questions on that? Okay, just to give you an idea, the Heritage Corridor Commission gives out a total of about $400,000 to be divided up between four or five applications that are finally selected from the pool. So it could be a good bit of money that could be awarded to someone. And then the second thing I want to tell you guys about is the commission is also trying to put together a river road sign project. And the idea is to form a continuous road system from where the Wabash River begins to where it ends. So up in Fort Wayne to down in New Harmony, we would mark a trail of roads with river road signs that would, if you followed them, eventually bring you to a river access point. So some of those would be on state highway right-of-ways, some of them would be on county right-of-ways, and some of them would be on city right-of-ways. So I'm bringing it first to you guys. See if you're interested in proceeding with that, and I can go to the Board of Works and give them more details. I'll show them pictures of the signs, and we would work out which street those signs would be placed on, and the street department would be responsible for installing them. The signs are free, but the posts on which they install are not. What's that?
I'll just get with.
Yeah, okay.
Or do you need their approval to?
That'll work. However you guys are comfortable proceeding. If it's just by consensus, I can just take it to Board of Works and show it to them.
I'm okay with the Board of Works doing it. How many signs do you think we're looking
at? It depends on the route that we choose. There wouldn't be very many that would be placed on city streets. I mean, if you think about it, I think Kimmel Park is the only city access point. So really just the road running into Kimmel Park might have three or four signs on it anywhere. And it's up to us where we put them in. And that would be something for me to work out with the street department.
Okay.
Any other questions? Thank you guys for your time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. Next up is Vincent's Housing Authority, payment in lieu of taxes. Linda Frederick, Executive Director. Yes.
I'm one of few that you get a smile at, huh? I'm Linda Frederick. I'm Executive Director of the Vincent's Housing Authority. This year, our payment in lieu of taxes, I have a check for you in the amount of $33,000.
Thank you very much.
As you can see on the breakdown, the actual amount should have been $52,259. We took out the $66.35 that we owed for the storm water charges, and then we deducted $12,624.03 because of budget cuts. Hopefully, next year, maybe our budget will be better. We won't have those cuts, and we'll be able to give you the full amount. Can't say for sure, but we will try.
We appreciate every dime you give us. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Linda.
Yeah, it's more than last year. Okay, next is Council, formally reduced 20200163 local road and street appropriation to 142783. You guys have questions or? Yes.
Motion to approve.
Yes.
It's not no.
No. This is
it's
just.
It's not. You're just going to talk about it, right, Dave? Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. VP. Back in April, you received a letter from me. I think I emailed the letter to you all, but it's about that the roads and streets will run into a negative figure based on what the DLGF approved. So our budget was $257,000, but we don't have enough in the fund, which is reserves, plus what we're going to get in new money to make up to the $257,000. So Mr. Rager is suggesting that we reduce that to the figure of 142. There's like 142,783, and then if you want to still stay with the higher number, the 257, your options, you can take it out of CCD money, you can take it anywhere. You know, that's your prerogative to move it somewhere. But but since if you don't do anything, it's going to run into the red, and when you get to the right before the red, I'm going to quit paying things out of there because I don't want to go to clerk treasurer's prison. So yes it is. So anyway, it's a housekeeping issue to reduce it down to that. Then the other thing is, I'm repeating here, but you can come up with the funds from wherever you hear.
Quick question. Mm-hmm. How much additional money are we getting with the CCD this year?
You know, I don't know that at this time.
$125,000 probably, at least.
Okay.
Because if you remember, this council agreed to put that extra money towards paving. So that is figured into our paving amount. So by reducing this, if you want to increase it by the 115 from the CCD, would be my recommendation.
So your recommendation would be decrease and then
increase this back to the 257? Or, yeah, just leave it where it's at. But
right. Okay, so leave it where it's at, then appropriate.
And then we'll just when we come up with the paving bills.
Just to make sure that's clear, so then you have money that would be there so you don't run into the red and we would have that issue. Yeah. Does that work for you?
It works for me, but I was giving you the benefit. All I wanted to do was to reduce it, then you could figure out at some other time where you want it to come from. But
right.
If you want to go ahead and leave it where it is and you're going to come up with the other funds, that whatever I can do to accommodate you, I'll be happy to do it.
I mean, as long as our bases are covered and we're not in the red, I think we're pretty much good with that, right?
And to stay along with this line item, this evening we opened bids on paving at the Border Works, and it came in roughly $200,000 less than we thought. So the engineer will be adding a few streets to our paving. And along with that, I know last meeting or a couple meetings ago, you approved $185,000 for Greg Park. We actually have like $205,000 in those two accounts I discussed. I'm going to tell you now that we're probably going to need the whole $205,000. When they tore out the parking lot out there, we got into some problems where the ground's really, really soft and they're having to do some additional work so that we don't get into a problem where the pavement's breaking up like it did this past winter.
Now, a question on Greg Park. They got that first section of Greg Park, that what we call Greg Park Road down.
It's actually, I think, Red Skelton
Red
Drive.
I know we referred to it as Greg Park Road.
Right, I know. No,
there's so many different names.
I've been told through the social media that
right.
We were doing the wrong thing.
Going through it right now, I noticed we've got, it's basically 6 inches up off the ground. My concern, are we going to do something to kind of...
Tomorrow.
Okay, to offset that, because I don't want, we've invested this money in it, now people will be driving off right. And, within 2 weeks we've already broken this investment. That would be a very bad thing to happen.
And that's why that road hasn't been open tomorrow. They're going to start putting the gravel and the dirt that goes alongside
okay.
that road.
Okay.
I think they got a little bit behind because of the weather. Right. So
the mayor called me out there last week. He goes, come on out, you need to see this. And when I got out there, they had peeled back the pavement off of that area right in front of the pool, and they went all the way down to dirt, and they probably went 6-8 inches at least, maybe 10 inches down, peeled back the pavement. And when we walked out on there, which is the area they thought they were just going to put their rock down and then put their asphalt on top of it, but when you walked on it, felt like walking on a waterbed. is extremely soft. So, like the mayor said and the city engineer said, we're going to have to peel it back even some more. So, I think that's where the mayor's alluding to when he was talking about needing the entire 205. But it was almost felt like it was about ready to fall through. But it was definitely not a good sign, and I think it explains why just for years when that whole area in front of the pool, it's always cracked, and it's never looked like it should. It's always cracking, and there's always potholes. So anyway, if we're going to do it, I guess we ought to do it right.
Would agree.
Mr. Mayor, if I could, I'd like to have a motion from the council that I leave it at the 257,783, and then when the additional funds are needed, that the council will provide them.
Okay. Do you need a motion to leave it as is?
No, but I was trying to help you out, so we all remember this when you want the money. And
Okay.
Well, I'll put in the minute that it's a minutes. It's general consensus that we do this.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else on that? If not, we'll move on to Ordinance 16-2014, $3,872 additional appropriation from Edit for levy drainage project. And this, I believe, was approved by the USB Utility Service. Okay. Correction. Okay. Mm-hmm. It does really sound like I want to make a motion. First reading.
Make a motion to have first reading on Ordinance 16-2014.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Sebring, second by Councilman Brown to have first reading of Ordinance 16-2014.
Ordinance 16-2014, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1, 2, and 3, total amount of $3,872 for planning engineering.
This will have to have a public hearing on it next meeting, correct?
Already.
If there be no further discussion, I'll call for the question. I did.
Call for the question?
Yes, sir.
I did.
Okay. Motion by Sebring, second by Brown.
Yes.
Vote on it. Yes, sir. Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
First reading of Ordinance 16-2014 passes by a vote of 5-0. Next is annual compliance review of statement of tax abatement benefits, clerk treasurer.
I just want to point out to you and Ms. Rose, from being president for the last 2 years, every year the tax abatements that this council has approved in the past comes up for renewal, and those have to be signed and turned in by May 15th to the courthouse, but they have to be signed by the president of the city council. So she has done that twice. Mr. Chatton did it this time, but what I'm wondering from my position in the fiscal department is, are we missing tax revenue by just rubber stamping these when they come in and lay them down to us without actually checking out have they met the quotas that they said they would do on those? And I take that from seeing in Bloomington and Evansville where there have been abatements awarded and then after a few years they're taking away, because what it does, and as we all know, an abatement actually keeps the property owners, citizens' taxes from actually going down just a little bit, because you're deferring the revenue from the corporations. So we actually, they're getting, that's where the abatement, as you know, comes in. But if they're not living up to the jobs or whatever they said that they were going to do, and when you initiated those abatements, then maybe you need to take some action or consider some action. Now, my point is, I'm just saying, I'm here to watch the funds, and there may be a way that we've got a leak in the well, we need to take a look at it. And Kathy Lane, the auditor, has sent me several emails in that discussion, and not speaking for her, but I think she's trying to put together, and the mayor may know some things on this too, she's trying to put together some kind of committee with the city, the county, because it affects both of us, and try to just bring to the point of, this may be what we're losing or not losing, because she's commented on some of them that were signed just by May 15th, that you just have that gut feeling that something doesn't look right on it. And again, these are excellent things to do. I'm not against abatements. I voted for them all the time when I was in your position. I think they're good. But I think now, since we have property tax caps, we're looking for every nickel we can get out of the parking meter that they haven't cranked it over yet. So that's all I'm doing, is saying that's bringing it to your attention.
So is she more or less compliance for the tax abatements? Is she the one that makes sure they're in compliance, and she's seeing some things that might not be up to par?
Mr. Brown, the way I see it is, it's signed off by the city of Vincennes,
right,
and then she gets them. Actually, they go to the auditor's office, then they go over to the assessor's office, and she's just saying that, and she's pretty good on numbers, as we all know, but she's saying that what other cities have done, like I just mentioned, that maybe if somehow we had some entity that would review those before they're thrown before us, that we may be able to discontinue those and some of them or whatever, and save money on it. Now, that's what she's saying. She doesn't approve any of them, but it's one of those things that when the president of the council puts their name down that yes, they do comply, well, are they really complying in the year that that person signed? That's all I'm looking for, is any lost money that we may be able to come back. And it's not driven by me. She was going to be here this evening to make a few comments about that, but got delayed. But anyway, that's what it is. I'm just saying that this is something that always have done it this way, but now maybe it's time that we actually talk about it with the county and see how you want to do it. I mean,
Mr. Culp, how many do you think the city alone has?
Oh, abatements. I would say I have a list of those that the county auditor sent me through the email about a month ago, but I would say we have probably 6, 7, or 8, something like that.
Just for the city?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have that information in your office?
Mm-hmm. In your computer.
Okay.
Taxpayers will know. I will get it for you. If you're interested, I'll be happy to send it to you.
Is that something simply like Budget and Revenue Committee could look over and then bring in front of the council as a whole?
That's what I'm thinking, too. Finance.
I don't want to answer that, or let's put it this way. I think a person would have to be, you all are extremely qualified, but in that field, I'm not sure that if you're qualified to do that. I know I'm not qualified to, because you've got to find out, do they still have the same number of employees? Did this piece of equipment still be there? Is it still in the, we did one time, I recall, from your position there, and we did it on a piece of a pressing machine out where KCARC is now, next to Wendy's, when there was a company there, and kind of find out the press was even gone, or, from that standpoint. So it's, you're going to have to hire someone, and that's what Kathy, I'm saying that I assume you would. You can do what you want. But the point is, it's just something that my personal thing, you need to push this along a little farther with her and see what she wants to do and what you want to do and what we might be losing and all that stuff. It's just being prudent with taxpayers' money. I mean, you gave it away. Now are they living up to what they told you they would do?
Okay. Kathy can see things that aren't right, but we won't be able to? Or is that something the city attorney can look at? And
yeah.
This would be like auditing all the 10-4. People file a form where they swear items are true. If you've got any questions, you call that person. Yeah. Out there. How many employees? Where's the press at? There's a lot of things you can hire, like the code enforcement officer, before you hire someone to police 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. And what I'd hate to see is a lot of these people are trying to make a living, and they file on May 15th because they've got other stuff. I can't file this until some committee or some person visits my plant, and then let's have a bunch of opinions. This person didn't understand. I need to talk to all of them. And you can do all of that. I'm not sure what the delta in tax laws is on the debate. You give them out, and you do lose track of them.
So the answer to his question is the city attorney can do all this legwork, right?
And is willing to.
Just need a golf cart and a badge. Oh, I got a badge. I'm waiting.
I wasn't advocating hiring a person. I'm just saying that you're going to have a bean counter or somebody.
What are these other cities? Who are they using to do this?
That's what the committee would do between
the county and the city.
Yeah. Okay. If you'd like, I'm sure if she was here, that you all would work out, well, let's get together or do something like that. And that's all I'm saying.
And you're not saying that these businesses are doing that. You're just saying that we just need to make sure that we need to look at everything and make sure everything's
exactly
all right. So
right.
I want to make sure that's clarified. So
no negative comments or anything.
Right.
I'm just saying that it's something that as handlers of taxpayers' money, I would think that you as the fiscal body would want to make sure that what your predecessors approved or whatever is still being met for that. And then also for the sake of the citizens, the taxpayers that are on property tax caps and all that. There's nothing wrong with it. It's like a checkup is all it is. You know?
I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, just checking up from time to time on whether the tax abatement's still valid. And, I think it could be done simply, at this point, just have the Budget and Finance Committee Budget and Revenue Committee and Kathy Lane get together and just kind of discuss what to do about the situation and start out calling and asking
if there's anything to do. I mean, that's the
right
assumption.
And at this point, we're dealing with between with less than 10 properties here, so this is not it's not like we're gonna have to call in the FBI or the IRS to take care of this, so
So if that's a general consensus, I can have her get with our Budget and Finance Committee. And
I can always go with the city attorney.
And the city attorney be willing to?
I thought he offered to do
that.
I'll do whatever you say.
Thank you, sir. Okay, anything else?
The problem is you might get
I'll help
you. You should have a meeting with everybody that's got one. Sit them here and say, a year from now,
take the next year.
Yeah, I think this should be sealed.
Okay, anything else on that subject? If not, we'll move on to claims.
Make a motion to pay claims the amount of $374,315.53.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Sebring, second by Councilman Brown to pay the claims in the amount of $374,315.53.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Calders?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, claims are paid by a vote of 5-0. Move on to miscellaneous to be entered in the meeting minutes, SIDC River Road Wastewater Pay Application 5 for $25,469.32 from Okra Grant Fund and $3,979.61 from Vincent's Water Utility. And basically all that is to mention it, that they have approved it. This has been paid out of the grant since the city is the grant recipient. Make sure that you're aware of it.
And that project is finished by June 30th of this year. It'll be wrapped up, and this is our last payout. But by grant procedures, you just have to be notified like we've kept you informed all year long. And last year when the money is needed or when it's paid out, we just put it in the minutes, and then next meeting approve it. Actually, it's grant money or it's money coming from utility service board. Nothing out of property tax at all.
Do you think next meeting, by chance, we could have Bryce come so I could? I just have some questions about the pothole protocol that we have. I know we've got the website, our little pothole patrol. Website, but obviously with the funds the way they are and the way they're declining, one of the things that we need to make sure that we are is we're on the attack with that. And we've got some pretty nasty potholes, and I just want to, like, what's the game plan for that? Like, do we have certain sections that we focus on throughout the week? Do we just take things from online? Do they take calls? I just want to make sure that everything is streamlined so we are attacking that issue, because obviously that's a big issue for us. Coming up these next couple of years.
Right. I can tell you, I actually just gave a report at Border Works. They are trying to hit the main thoroughfares as much as they can, but when we get the reports online or they are called in, we have to take care of those also. So even though you may see the men going down Washington Avenue or 7th Street, you may not see them go up on a side street from there. It's because they're doing the main thoroughfares and then they're, so. And he said he plans on getting a second crew after it, starting this week. Get caught up on a few things. So, but yes, he can be here next meeting and give you a report. Okay. If nothing else, need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.